there besides syrup and honey?
That's all I.
What about
molasses?
Uh-huh. What's the difference between molasses and syrup?
I don't know. Molasses, I'm sure it's sweet too. I don't know how it's made or what it really is. All the ingredients or what it comes from, if you don't know the truth. But I think it's a lot of different types of molasses.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of molasses and syrup called long sweetening and short sweetening?
No.
And if you wanted to buy some syrup now, what would it come in?
You talking about homemade syrup? Or syrup out of a store or what?
Well, if you wanted to buy it from the store, what would it come in?
It will come in a bottle or even a glass jug, small containers mostly.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people talk about a stand of syrup or a stand of lard?
Mm-mm.
And if you wanted to carry corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount that you could take at one time?
We never had no certain amount. We just cared what we want ground, that was it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a turn of corn?
No.
And if someone went out and got as much wood as they could carry, they'd say they had a...
Well, they had a load of wood.
Or an arm.
Arm full of wood.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
Half load or whatever he had.
Did you ever hear the expression, a jag of wood?
No.
And say if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say that he was...
hauling wood.
And say if there was a log across the road, you'd say we tied a chain to it and we... what, it out of the road?
Well, pull the log out of the road or move the log out of the road.
Or using the word drag, you'd say we...
Yeah.
We tied a chain to it and then we...
drug it out of the road.
And you'd say, we have, what, many logs out of the road. We have...
we have drug them many logs out of roads.
Okay. And you have to tie a chain around it if you want to...
to move it.
Or to...
drag it out of the road.
And if you want to chop a log, an X-shaped frame that you can set the log in, you call a... see, egg-shaped frame like this, you could set a log in to chop it or saw it. Did you ever see one of those?
Yeah. Well, you call it sawhorse.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, I can't remember just exactly what we would have called it. Maybe a sawhorse back then,
mm-hmm.
even though we sawed logs.
Is a sawhorse an X-frame or A-frame?
Well, a sawhorse... today is a A-frame.
Mm-hmm. And any special names for the X-frame?
Other than just for sawing logs, I don't think it's any special name, no.
Mm-hmm. And something that's a musical instrument you blow on like this?
Well, we call them harps back then, but it's harmonicas now.
What about one that you do like this?
I don't guess I've ever seen one of those.
You have it between your teeth and you sort of twang it? Do you ever hear Jew's harp or Jew's Mm-mm. harp? And something that flour used to come in was a...
fire sack.
What about something big made out of wood that flour would come in?
Keg.
Okay, or bigger than a keg?
Well, bigger than a keg, we call it a barrel.
And the things that run around the